Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. Chicagoans are mourning the death and celebrating the life of Chicago police officer Enrique Martinez. His funeral will be held later this morning. WBBM's Terry Keshner reports from the fallen officer's wake yesterday evening.
Hugs, tears, some laughter, much emotion outside Blake Lamb Funeral Home, with a line stretched outside and down the block. So many people paying their respects to young officer Enrique Martinez. John Catanzara is president of the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 7. He attended as well and seemed to take a shot at Mayor Brandon Johnson.
This is just a ridiculous society we live in today. They can talk all they want about lowered crime stats, but I don't think there's a single soul in Chicago that feels any more safe now with lower crime stats. That's just the reality, except maybe a certain person who has a 120-member security detail.
The family of the fallen officer asked the mayor not to attend the wake or the funeral. Reporting from outside Blake Lamb Funeral Home on 103rd Street in Southwest Suburban Oak Lawn, Terry Keshner, 105.9 WBBM.
The funeral for Officer Martinez will be held at St. Rita's at 10 this morning. After a unanimous decision to reject Mayor Johnson's property tax hike proposal, a new deal is reportedly in the works. According to the Sun-Times, the mayor's team is writing up a new plan that would cut the property tax hike in half, with new revenues coming from a proposed increase on cloud computing taxes. City Council officials voted 50-0 last week on the initial $300 million property tax hike plan. Meantime, there are more concerns over Mayor Johnson's budget proposal, specifically the cuts to the police department. WBBM's Mallory Warbroker joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
My following Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul's call to Mayor Johnson to reverse course on his planned budget cuts to the Chicago Police Department employees in charge of carrying out consent decree reforms. A group of civil leaders have written a letter expressing their concerns. First reported by Politico, the group, including former City of Chicago Inspector General Joe Ferguson, said now is not the time to undermine the city's ability to achieve compliance. Created after the 2014 fatal police shooting of Laquan McDonald, the federal court order requires the city to improve the training and discipline of officers. Live from the anchor desk, Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Police in the northwest suburbs are investigating a shooting yesterday that took the life of a woman.
Police in Barrington say they were called to the area of Russell and Lake Chute last night at about 5:40 because someone had been shot. Officers discovered a 42-year-old woman with a gunshot wound near the Arbor's apartments. She was treated by paramedics and taken to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. No one is in custody. Initially, the department called the shooting an isolated incident and said there was no threat to the public. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
It's the end of a four-day strike led by UI Health Nurses.
For now, no more walking the picket line and long negotiations for UI Health Nurses after winning a tentative contract with their hospital's management late Saturday night. The deal includes significant wage increases, improvements to hospital safety protocols, and nurse input in staffing decisions. All 1,700 nurses will decide tomorrow whether to ratify the agreement. Varen Black, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Northern Illinois University faculty and students are fighting to save the school's Master of Fine Arts in Acting program. The tenure track faculty union is leading an in-person petition directed at NIU President Lisa Freeman on campus later this morning. Chicago police are looking for the person or people who fired shots at a man on the south side. The 65-year-old man died after he was shot near South Eggleston and 118th in the West Pullman neighborhood yesterday afternoon. It happened while he was inside a parked vehicle. He suffered multiple gunshot wounds to his body. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Several south side, southwest side businesses teamed up to help those in need this Thanksgiving.
Gotta go eat the pies and the turkey.
Rita Perez is one of hundreds of people who lined up in the West Elsdon neighborhood Sunday afternoon to get a free Thanksgiving meal. She tells CBS News Chicago,
"You know, it put a smile on my face and knowing that there's good people out here."
The second annual La Michoacana Premium and Friends Turkey Giveaway included 470 turkeys, 500 food trays, and 300 pies. Organizer Omar Corral says 17 local businesses chipped in, spending about $6,000.
It's an accomplishment that we all made, you know, that just seeing all the families happy, excited, that they're able to, you know, celebrate their Thanksgiving with their families.
Corral says the goal is to give away 1,000 turkeys next year. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Time for sports, and here's Josh Liss.
Good morning. Caleb Williams would do it all over again. He was happy with driving the Bears 42 yards to set up a winning field goal attempt against the Packers instead of running one more play to try to set up Cairo Santos for a closer kick.
I put those guys back on the field and do it all over again if we had to. So believe in those guys, believe in them over and over and over again. That's my guy, Santos, and that special teams unit. We'd do it all over again.
No, but Cairo Santos' 46-yard field goal as time expired gets blocked by Packers interior lineman Carl Brooks. The Packers win 20-19, their 11th straight win over the Bears, who sank to 4-6 with 7 games to go and host the Vikings, 8-2 Minnesota, Sunday at noon. The Vikes just dropped the Titans with 2 touchdowns from Sam Darnold. Jared Goff, perfect passer rating, 158.3 with 4-12 and 4 tutties in the Lions' rout of the Jaguars, 52-6. 9-1 Detroit leads the division. 8-2 Minnesota, 7-3 Green Bay. There are the 4-6 Bears at the bottom. Houston's at Dallas tonight. Texans about a touchdown favorite over the Cowboys. The Bulls are a mess, smashed for 140 or more in back-to-back losses. Dropped at home by the Rockets, 143-107. Houston's Fred VanVleet, 38. They've won 5 in a row. Zach LaVine, just 15 points, the only Bull in double figures. And at 5-9, the Bulls are in a back-to-back at Detroit tonight. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A popular part of the local holiday season returns this week.
The Christ Kindle Market in Illinois' two biggest cities opens on November 22nd. The German-style Christmas bazaars feature unique gift vendors, many German food stalls, plus mulled and spiced wines. The Christ Kindle Market in Chicago will be at Daly Plaza, and the one in Aurora will be at River Edge Park. Both sites will be open every day through Christmas Eve. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A luxury sports car belonging to a baseball player with ties to Chicago has gone missing after an alleged email scam.
Former Cub Chris Bryant had arranged for his custom 2023 Lamborghini, valued at over $300,000, to be transported from his home in Colorado, where he now plays for the Rockies, to another home in Las Vegas. But what police describe as an email system hack of the transport company resulted in the car being stolen and dropped off in an unknown location. The good news is the Lambo was eventually found in Vegas, and a man behind what authorities describe as an elaborate luxury vehicle theft operation was put behind bars. Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
President Biden is shifting policy, lifting restrictions on Ukraine's use of U.S.-provided long-range missiles. The weapons are capable of striking deep into Russian territory. Ian Kelly is the former American ambassador to the country of Georgia.
I think it's a signal to the Russians that the United States is not going to pull out, that we are going to continue to support Ukraine.
The Kremlin says the outgoing Biden administration is further inflaming tensions with that move. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling on members of the G20 nations to more aggressively fight climate change.
The climate crisis has burned through another record, with 2024 likely to be the hottest year in history. We see the impacts everywhere, and look no further than the drought in the Amazon and horrible floods in southern Brazil.
He made the comments yesterday at a climate summit in Brazil. G20 countries are responsible for more than three quarters of greenhouse gas emissions worldwide. Another Trump administration nominee has been announced.
President-elect Donald Trump has named Brendan Carr to head the Federal Communications Commission. Carr is the senior Republican of the agency and has been confirmed by the Senate three times. He was nominated by both Trump and Joe Biden to the commission. The FCC is an independent agency overseen by Congress. Trump has suggested that he wants to bring the FCC under tighter White House control. He wants to use the agency in part to punish TV networks that cover him in a way he doesn't like. Carr wrote a section devoted to the FCC in Project 2025, the sweeping blueprint for gutting the federal workforce and dismantling federal agencies that Trump claimed he didn't know anything about. I'm Donna Water.
We are getting a look at Northwestern University's new Ryan Field. WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports steel beams for the $850 million stadium are expected to arrive later this week.
The sleek stadium has light-colored wood and sight lines to the football field throughout the concourses. Northwestern says all 35,000 seats will have backs and be protected from the weather by a canopy. The privately funded Ryan Field will be surrounded by 200,000 square feet of plazas and parks where the university can hold tailgates, concerts, and movies. The university says there are four clubs within the stadium. Images show wood beam ceilings with chandeliers. The stadium is slated to open in 2026. The 4-6 Wildcats will play Illinois at Wrigley Field, one of their temporary homes during construction, November 30th. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.